Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala sa puntong ito, pasadahan muna natin ang mga COVID-19 updates sa buong Australia. Narito ang ulat ni Alan Lee at Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Pumalo sa 423 ang mga panibagong COVID cases sa estado at nakapagtala naman ng 2 kamatayan. Good news naman dahil 68% na ang mga taga-Victoria ang nakatanggap ng kanilang unang dose at dahil dito ay maaaring mapaluwag na ang ilang mga restriksyon. Muling sinailalim ang Ballarat, Victoria sa 7-day lockdown simula kagabi habang dahan-dahan namang lumuluwag na ang mga restriksyon sa Shepparton. Ani Premier Daniel Andrews dahil sa mga kasong naitala sa Ballarat at mga detection ng virus fragments sa wastewater, kailangan munang mag-lockdown ang lugar.
If we allow it to get away from us in one part of regional Victoria, it becomes a threat and a risk to all of regional Victoria. We simply can't have that happen. Shepparton shows you that a community can be lockdown, can stick together, can be supported and deliver fundamental control of an outbreak. We know and we're very confident that that's exactly what can happen in the Ballarat community.
Samantala, gagamitin ng otoridad ang 7-day lockdown sa Ballarat upang mabakunahan ang maraming mga residente sa lugar. Sinabi naman ni Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton, aasahan pa ang pagtaas sa mga kaso sa estado.
The Burnett modeling and everything we know in relation to our current vaccination coverage would suggest that cases will continue to increase. The fact that they're being held in the 400s, again, a testament to everyone in those suburbs and who's isolating and quarantining and to the contact tracing work that's being done. But it's a very hard number to keep under wraps.
Dumako naman tayo sa New South Wales, 80% na ng populasyon ang nabakunahan ng unang dose ng COVID vaccine. Ayon sa President ng Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khorshid, nagpapatunay ito na hindi laban sa bakuna ang mga tao.
And once they have access to vaccines, they'll go and get them because they see that their health is of critical importance. And vaccination really is the only way for a healthy future for Australia. We've got a long way to go, though. And, the thing that we're probably most concerned about is whether meeting these targets leads to unrealistic opening up. And that could, of course, have a devastating impact on our health system if we're not ready for the surge in cases that will happen even at 80% double vaccine.
47.5% ng kabuuang populasyon ng New South Wales na may edad 16 pataas ang fully vaccinated. Samantala, kahapon ay inanunsyo ni Premier Gladys Berejiklian na ang curfew sa 12 hotspots ng New South Wales ay aalisin na.
This is a whole of government decision based on a number of factors, but I want to send this strong message. We can't move on anything else just now. We need everybody to hold the line. Please make sure that if you do live in those local government areas of concern, that you'll stick to every other rule that's in place. We've seen a stabilisation in the last few days, and we don't want to see that trend go the wrong way.
Nakapagtalang New South Wales ng 1,259 panibagong COVID-19 cases at 12 kamatayan kahapon. Sa ACT naman, 13 panibagong kaso ang naitala sa Canberra isang araw matapos pinahaba ng isang buwan ng lockdown sa teritoryo. 8 ang nasa komunidad habang nakakahawa at 5 ang iniimbestigahan. Sa Queensland, good news dahil walang naitalang panibagong kaso. Naglabas naman ang Chief Minister ng Northern Territory na si Michael Gunner ng updated plan para sa mandatory vaccination ng mga high-risk workers. Aniya, higit 80% ng mga taga Northern Territory sa bawat rehiyon ang dapat fully vaccinated sa ilalim ng mga reopening requirement.
Now is the time to get it done. Make it a priority. Our best advice is that by early November, every eligible person over the age of 12 in the Territory will have had a chance to be vaccinated. So from today, we are entering the final sprint. Early November is about 50 days away. So this is how I see it. We are now in a 50-day race to freedom. If we can reach our targets in the next 50 days, then from early November, we can take the next steps.
Samantala, dismayado naman ang maraming Australiano na stranded sa labas ng Australia dahil pahirapan at mahal ang proseso ng pagbabalik sa Australia. Maswerte ang nakabalik ng Melbourne ang mag-asawang McLennan matapos makansela ang kanilang biyahe dahil sa pagpapababa ng hotel quarantine caps.
we feel really lucky that we were able to get home, because there's so many people who are in similar situations who can't, or who are in, you know, we happen to be in LA, which is where the flight leaves from, but there's lots of people across the US who aren't in LA who can't take advantage of last-minute flights, last-minute cancellations.
Dagdag nila, mas mahirap ang proseso ngayon at maaari pang makansela ang mga flight ng last minute.
The one thing that's been so frustrating is that it literally just, it seems to happen on a whim and very arbitrarily. I feel like, you know, in New Zealand they have a voucher system where, you know, they don't have endless places at quarantine, but if you get a voucher for their hotel quarantine, then you are confirmed on that flight, you are confirmed for that date, and you can book a flight home. And you know that you're going to get home.
Ayan po, para sa health at support measures ng COVID-19 pandemic sa ating wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.a/coronavirus. At yan po ang mga huling kaganapan sa Australia. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.